for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, all you Waterlubians.
Luvians.
Lube up, because it's time for some nasal sex.
Hope you're ready for your King Jong-un hairdo.
Yep, and Superman gets busted.
And we talk about a dude that walked from Missouri to San Diego.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of other shit.
And some clitumnus.
It's Monday, Flames with us for half the show, and then he had to leave.
Clit.
Clitumnus. Heisenberg. Hey, you guys, welcome to the show. We're starting it right now.
All
right. It's a Monday. It's probably like 3 a.m. You're just waking up. I found out the other day that my wife's aunt fell asleep listening to our show the other night.
Huh?
Thanks, Judy. Judy Kimbrough.
Judy Kimbrough.
I said, what was it about? And she said, I don't know, but I did remember that I fell asleep laughing. So there's that. At least she was laughing at us, and it's supposed to be a comedy show, so there's all those things. What do you think of this music? It's a little circusy, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds like Leon Russell, kind of.
Well, that's an odd observational statement.
Sounds like Leon from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But it's probably Zappa.
Yes, it is, and it does sound like it could be from Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is called Let's Move to Cleveland.
All right, let's do it.
It's from the album The Best Band You've Never Heard in Your Life.
You watch that show all the time, don't you, Hot in Cleveland?
No. Hot Flashes? Is that Betty White?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've seen previews.
That's what the show's about, I think. It's about menopausal women.
That's funny that I would say that.
Well, that's the hot in Cleveland.
I know. I thought I was making a joke, but it's already been made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big actresses on it, though. It has that one chick from 30 Rock in the Sun.
Delta Burke, is she fat?
No, she's not
big.
On there.
Oh, well, she's big, though. She's a big star.
Betty White's on there, and that one chick, you know who I'm talking about from 30 Rock, or 30 Rock from the Sun.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, from 30 from the Sun.
Katherine Hepburn?
Nope.
Katherine O'Hara?
Nope. I don't even know her name, so it doesn't matter if you keep
guessing.
Was
she from SCTV?
No.
Was she?
It's that tall chick that was on Third Rock from the Sun.
I didn't watch it that much, and I just know that John Lithgow's wife was the chick from SCTV, right? Catherine O'Hara?
Yeah.
It wasn't his wife, though.
It wasn't. It was.
See, that's how much I don't know about it. Yeah.
And it had that chick from Frasier on there?
Yeah.
I've never watched a full episode of Frasier.
Daphne. Why not, dude?
Because I don't care about it, I guess. I don't know why. It's never been on when I watched it, and I kept it on to think it was funny. There's too much other stuff to watch. How many more reasons do you need? It's a mad Monday today. Thanks for listening.
You should watch it in the name of comedy writing.
Who was the writer?
Dude, there were several writers for show, but
I
that
know,
show
I'm
was written very well.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you think that, and I'll check it out because you said that, but I didn't like Niles that much.
Yeah, but awesome.
No, I really don't like... I do like the guy who plays Niles.
David Hyde Pierce?
Yeah, he hosted Saturday Night Live back in the 90s when Frasier was popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me, for a second, want to watch Frasier, but I didn't because I don't like Kelsey Grammer, I think.
His dad's pretty funny, too, on there.
That's a good reason not to watch it.
Oh, I know. He doesn't talk correctly.
I mean, he plays a
Kelsey's
just
Grammer
the dynamic
is
between those, the whole characters is pretty funny.
That's why they didn't let Kelsey write most of the own skits, because of his grammar.
He was all coked up back then, too.
Yeah, and he had bad grammar, too.
But, you know, I mean, that show was relatively successful, considering it was a spinoff from a show that it didn't really...
What was it a spinoff from?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, was Frasier on Cheers?
Yeah. Dr. Frasier. Dr. Frasier.
Frasier
Diane's
Crane.
Diane's boyfriend for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
After Sam, he was her long-term boyfriend. And then...
I was pretty stoned in the 80s, so I didn't watch
a
lot of TV.
Yeah, he was a bar... Hung out at the bar all the time. He was a regular.
Yeah.
And then he had his wife that...
Lily.
She was all uptight.
Oh, Lily.
And she was on Frasier, too.
Really?
And they even had, I watched an episode the other day where they went back to Boston, where Cliff and Norm and all those guys, Norm was leaving, and Carla was all stoked that Cliff was finally leaving.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah. And so he decided not to leave, I think, to piss Carla off.
Yep. No, he didn't try to piss her off. He said, only Carla would only say that about someone that she loves so much, because she was like, I'm fucking finally glad you're goddamn leaving this place. Fucking finally.
You guys know a lot about Cheers.
Dude, that was a great show.
See, maybe I missed out on a lot of great shows.
Well, you probably did.
Who's the Boss?
I didn't watch Third Rock from the Sun that often either, but I mean, I know that it was a great show from the ones that I watched, and I mean, come on, John Lithgow.
Yeah. But you got to think. I mean, he's a great actor, but that show probably wasn't written for him or by him, right? It was written
by him. It might have been written for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It might have been like, let's write a pilot for John Lithgow. Because he was pretty well known at the time, too, you know, and especially for his comedy chops.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a great vehicle for him because he played an alien.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was because it had that sci-fi twist.
I didn't watch like that much because I thought French Stewart was the next Urkel.
French Stewart.
Yeah, you know Frenchie.
I don't.
Frenchie Stewart. You don't know French Stewart?
Was he the oddball one in the group? On Third Rock from the Sun?
Hey, we got flames in the studio today.
No, he was the Urkel questions. Of the group.
The Urkel, was he black?
No. But he'd go, he'd squint his eyes like, Gilbert Gottfried.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
You know what I did watch, though? I watched this week's episode of Review. That was pretty good.
Spoiler alert, I didn't watch it. Oh, I've only seen two episodes.
Hey, well, I won't tell you about it, other than the fact that what you'd see if you check the preview of Review. He's Batman.
Yeah.
What's it like to be Batman is one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was something else. Sleeping with a famous celebrity.
I found out what it was like to eat 3 pancakes yesterday.
Could you imagine doing 15?
Well, I ate them 30. At 3 different times during the day.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
But I happened upon a grocery outlet, and they had a box of Hungry Jack for 99 cents. You know, Jack.
They're pre-made pancakes.
No, it's a pre-made pancake mix that you just add water. That's why I bought it. It was like 99 cents for the box, and I was
just
like, "Oh, just add water."
Makes its own sauce.
Yeah, makes it a pancake.
Well, it's kind of like Krusty's pancake mix.
You it's just a pancake
water.
Mix.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of cinnamon in there. And
I haven't had pancakes
then I got
for a while.
Some nice berry syrup.
Ooh.
And so I
berry.
And it I've never really here. Like made a pancake before, like
first
maybe
one's
once
never that
in
good.
A long time. And so I thought,
second
well,
or third
just
ones
like
are the best ones.
Just like you know you do with eggs and stuff like that. If you don't know how to make it, just start making it, you know, and you learn. And so I made 3 that day. The first one, I just poured the whole batter and it filled the whole pan. And I was like, how do I flip that now?
That's
I don't even
one.
Know.
You
it's
could
gonna
flip it over
from the bottom.
You could make it into a pancake omelet.
It kind of did a little bit. I kind of did
a little,
bit.
Runny in the middle.
Yeah, just as long as it's all cooked through. Yeah, but it wasn't bad. I was already like, this Hungry Jack shit is shit. I just need to make my own from like flour and baking soda and. Baking powder? Baking powder.
I don't know what you have to add to pancake mix, because I've always used either...
I think it's biscuit powder.
Well, there's a few different things. You can add a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of...
Powder makes
baking
fluff
powder,
up.
A little bit of this and that, and then you can use... You know, you got your wet mix of egg and milk.
Wet mix.
Mm-hmm. Wet. I looked it up on the Martha Stewart.
Sounds like you must have, unless you're just really food smart. There's like book smarts and there's street smarts and then there's food smarts too.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the food smart the other day and got some food. but my nose is still plugged up. Hey, you guys missed out on the comedy show the other night. Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw you that night.
You did.
It was kind of fun. There was a small, quaint crowd of about 12 to 15 people.
Mm-hmm. And, quaint. I'd probably score you a lot of words in Scrabble.
Oh, and just now that I thought of it, there was a dude there named Quint.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I said quaint.
Mm-hmm. Quaint.
Because he actually like started interacting with my set about halfway through. And so I just did my whole set to him. Basically, he was standing at the bar, and rather than looking or looking around at the rest of the audience as I told my jokes, I just told them directly to him because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, he got up there and told some stories. I wouldn't call them jokes, but he told some stories. And then I find out later, after I post a picture of him on there, that Josh Pankow thinks that this guy is Lord Douche, that he hates that guy. Fucking hate that guy.
Well, he might be down at Denny's a lot, maybe.
Yeah, I think he must know him as a guy who hangs out at Denny's. But it was a fun show. We did some open micing afterwards. Actually, just the comics that already did sets came back up there and told some more jokes. But my friend Dan Morgan came down from Jefferson. And I hadn't seen him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Hoosier came up from Eugene, Springfield area. Brought like 4 or 5 people. He is a dedicated comedy show attender. Love that guy. So, yeah, it was fun. Good times. And then I won $231 on video poker.
Nice.
But I walked it back down to $200.01.
Certainly.
But and so I put in a 20. So, really, I only cleared a 180. But still, whatever. I didn't even know what happened. The people next to me freaked out. So, yeah, I just was playing this Flaming Sevens game, which is, I guess, a gay seven game. And these things lined up, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yay, we've been trying to do that all day. And I'm like, what happened? And they're like, you got to choose one of those gold pots. And I was like, oh, I'll choose this one. And it said $231. And I was like, they're like, we've been trying to get that all night. That's awesome. And really, they probably wanted to punch me. Because they'd obviously been playing that game all night. It was a bonus.
And if they weren't drunk, they would have probably been angry.
Yeah, they were having fun, though, and so they were stoked. But
right on.
So that was awesome. I almost forgot about that until I started to tell a story. And now next month, we got Alex Elkin coming to Denny's, which is kind of cool because I thought he was kind of out of my reach because he charges more. But he's interested in doing show at Denny's, so he'll do it for the less pay.
Right on.
If he can get a short stack.
Sweet.
A short stack and some fucking blueberry syrup.
You know, we got a lot of listeners outside of America.
We do. We do. I was telling someone that just the other day, and they were amazed by that.
And so I looked up. I got a list here of most popular Americans. I thought some of these might surprise you. Do you have any guess for any most popular Americans?
Jesus isn't
one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know he's not American?
No, he's Armenian or Iranian or Jerusalemian.
I don't know what he is. He's Jesusian.
That's why I just don't get the white Jesus thing. I don't understand how that happens. But we've talked about that before. No, are you talking about famous Americans in the eyes of people from other countries?
Sure.
Am I right?
Sure.
Okay. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is on there.
All right. So let's
number six.
Bill Gates is still alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's think of a middle name nickname for him that rhymes with his last name. That's something he does. Bill, see, that's kind of hard. I'm putting myself on the spot. But he cast fates.
Sure.
Bill cast fates Gates. That's not a good one, but that's an example. Because he has a lot of money, so he can probably ruin your life or make it. Okay, so Bill Gates, you want to go in order or you want me to just keep guessing?
I guess a few.
Brad Pitt.
Well, he was on the top 25, but I'm only looking at 15.
Okay,
here.
All right. How about Johnny Carson? Are these people who are alive today?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily alive.
Okay, that was my last guess for now. You go ahead and tell me. Tell me some of these people on this list.
All right, this guy led a parade.
I led a parade. He led it?
Well, he led a march.
Farrakhan.
Nope.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
That was Luther King.
Oh, he led a parade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he lead the march?
I don't know. He had a dream.
Oh.
But yeah, okay, Martin Luther King. He's dead.
Yep. This guy sang a bunch of songs.
Martin Luther King. Okay, sorry. I was trying to think of a middle name for him. He sang a bunch of songs. Johnny Cash.
Nope.
Elvis Presley.
Yep.
Okay. Elvis... That's too hard because nothing rhymes with Presley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we got...
This guy made some cartoons.
Charles Schulz.
Nope.
That one guy that's a Broadway singer.
Mm-mm.
Seth MacFarlane.
Mm-mm.
He made some cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Hanna-Barbera?
Nope. Mickey Mouse.
Oh, he is a cartoon.
No, Walt Disney I was talking about.
Oh, Walt Disney. He's frozen right now.
Yep.
You seen his new movie? It's called Frozen. Is that a Disney movie? Because that'd be ironic, because he is. It's Pixar, Disney? No.
Disney, Pixar.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, then there you go. That's why they have that movie Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else we got on there? How about, let me guess, is there any females on there?
Mm-hmm.
In the top 15? Yeah. All right, discrimination. I like that. How about...
Britney Spears was up there, though, like number 20.
Okay. I would... okay.
This guy flew a kite.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
Yep. Can't think of anything for his name because Franklin's a hard one to rhyme with, too. You got to think about it for a while.
Yeah.
We're going to have a list of all the famous people.
That's a segment that I'll have to write, I think.
Yeah, it's a writer thing.
Speaking of writers, this guy was a writer. Probably one of my favorite writers.
He's dead.
And I was surprised to find him on the list.
So he's dead now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunter S. Thompson.
Nope.
Bukowski.
Older.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep. That's
wow.
it.
Three guesses.
Can you believe he's on there? Number five.
I was surprised
most
that I
American,
guessed
most,
it in three. But,
most popular American.
Okay. Edgar
Every time Allen. I had to write about a guy, that's who I wrote about
yeah.
when I was in school. When they go, write about somebody.
See, it makes me feel not illiterate or sheltered, but like a lot of people say, well, you never read The Raven or you've never read any Poe.
Especially because you like macabre art.
You've never seen Third Rock from the Sun. You don't watch Frasier? What's the matter with you? I've missed out on a lot of things.
Really blame
and
you for not
well,
watching
I know.
Frasier
no one really
Third
does.
Rock.
No one really does, but there's just
if
a lot of times.
Poe, I blame you.
I think that it happens probably to everybody, but I think there's a lot of times in people's lives when they say, oh, you've never done this?
You probably couldn't even quote The Raven, could you?
Maybe one part if I thought about it for long
time. No, I said nevermore.
Okay, there you go. I could have done that, but you blew it for me.
No,
but I'm just saying that like that even though there's a lot of things that I haven't done and seen, I've probably seen and done a lot of things that other people haven't seen and done.
Certainly.
I'm trying to vindicate myself because you're making me feel bad.
No, this guy presided over things.
Judge Wapner.
Nope, close. George Washington.
That is close.
It is.
G.J.W.
Yep.
Wapner, Washington.
And this guy invented something.
Thomas Edison.
Yep.
So these are the most famous people from America?
Most popular Americans.
Most popular?
Yep.
What's the difference between famous and popular?
Well, you could be famous but not popular. Popular means like well-liked, I think.
Yeah, but what's famous? A lot of people know who you are,
mm-hmm.
but they hate you.
Yeah.
Or they could. Yeah. They could love you or hate
you. I guess you could call
even
Justin Bieber popular, but he's more famous than popular.
George Zimmer is famous.
He's famous, but
he's not popular. Yeah. George Bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy is a living actor.
Okay. It's not Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Okay.
It's the other guy.
George Clooney.
Nope. The other guy.
Oh. Steve Martin. Nicolas Cage.
Johnny
Depp. Just the other day, I was watching that show I was talking about, which the name is very descriptive. It's called Nothing But Trailers, and that's what it is. And there's some new show about Johnny Depp getting almost killed or brain dead, and they keep his brain alive, and they put it into a computer, and then the computer starts talking to the lady, and fucking, I am sick to death of Johnny Depp.
Why?
Overexposure and some... I don't know why. Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe?
I never watched those movies.
Me neither, but I hate them. It's weird that I've never watched even a little bit of
them. I don't mind them. I've seen them in some good movies.
Oh, like I like some older Johnny Depp movies, but I think that he's overkilling himself.
Yeah. He just hangs out in France is all he does.
Yeah.
Collects his checks on 21 Jump Street.
Collects his checks on the Rex. Collects. Mixed.
Has that... that girl that looks like him who Tim Burton's married to.
Who's that?
Helen Bonham Carter.
Oh. She looks like him?
Doesn't she look like Johnny Depp?
Maybe.
Really pale. Maybe they're always in Tim Burton movies.
She used to date Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're all paled.
They're pale faces.
This guy freed people. Was that a too obvious of a clue?
Well, yeah, because you said people.
Oh. Well, if I said things, that wouldn't be accurate. Well, I guess, are people things?
People place, I'm going to say Abe Lincoln.
Yep.
He freed things. See, that means you're being like, what do you call it? Racist. Because you're calling people.
Oh, yeah. Things. See, I didn't want to be that guy.
And that's why I knew what you're talking about, because you said these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you people. Yep. Is that what you people are going to do?
Yeah.
Well, who are you calling you people?
Youple. Mott and the Hoople. Mott and the ye people. This guy played music.
John Lennon.
This guy played guitar.
You taking off? All right. All right, we had a half a guest for the show. Thanks for being on here, Flames. We'll see you next time, buddy. He's got duties in his pants. You want to say hi? You should say hi, buddy. It's our first little kid guest on the show.
Yep.
It'll be the virgin airing of Aaron. Airing on an air near you. Say hi into the microphone. Say hi. Oh, or you can cry in the mic, too, if you want. Sometimes I go, meh.
So this guy played guitar.
Okay, so it wasn't John Lennon. Bruce Springsteen.
Nope.
Good. Chuck Berry.
Nope.
Eddie
He's
Van Halen.
Dead.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Close.
Eric Clapton. Oh, wait, he's not dead. Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
All right. That took me way more than the last one.
On number 11. I thought you'd got that right away.
Yeah. I was thinking of actors, I guess, and stuff, but then you said it plays music. And.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, buddy. Take it easy.
So this guy painted.
He's from America.
Mm-hmm. He painted a soup can.
And a banana.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy Warhol.
Yep.
Okay. Andy Warhol. Warhol. Horrorfall.
This guy also wrote. But he still writes.
Stephen King.
Yep.
Wow. That was the first guesser.
Yep, yep.
All right. Wow. It's kind of amazing that he's on the top 15.
I know. And this guy punched people.
Mm. Muhammad Ali.
Nope. He also kicked people.
Bruce Lee.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali, Bruce mm-hmm. Lee.
And they were related.
Yeah. Ali, Bruce Lee. Wow.
This guy. Wow, what?
I'm just kind of amazed by the versatility on mm-hmm. the list. And I wonder who took this poll.
I think they just went around and people said, name an American.
Who's an American you know?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
And this guy also wrote songs, but he wrote way more songs than Elvis Presley ever wrote.
Elvis Presley did not write a lot of songs.
This guy is still putting out albums.
Neil Diamond.
Nope.
Close. Frank Sinatra.
Nope, close.
Oh, he's dead.
They're not even close at all. No, he released albums in 6 decades.
Oh,
six different
ribs.
Decades.
Okay. Whoa.
That's only from the 60s to now.
Just the one guy? One guy's name?
Just one guy.
Just the one guy. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Nope.
Okay, I give up.
Who plays guitar?
Eric Clapton.
Nope. Other side of the guitar.
The other side of it?
Like yeah.
The back side?
Mm-mm.
The bass guitar?
Nope. Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Okay, you said Bob Dylan. I know him
Boob
as Bob
Dylan.
Dylan.
Boob Dylan.
I know him as Bob Dylan. Because the Y is like a D. Dylan.
Yep, those guys are popular Americans.
I think that I should have been higher on that list, if you ask me.
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, yeah.
Higher than Hendrix?
Higher.
Higher than Presley?
Abe Lincoln. I think he should be higher than George Washington.
Interesting that MLK Jr., number one.
That was number one?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Well, he did have a dream.
I'm surprised by any of those to be in number one, though.
He's pretty much the only dude that has, like, a national day. Right? Out of all
Maybe them. That's why. Because you get a national day with him.
It's like a holiday for people who live somewhere else. Or,
yeah. Yeah, you had another thing you were rolling with, too, that I wanted to touch on. I got another quiz for you. You ready for another quiz?
Yeah, what was I rolling on that you wanted to touch on?
Oh, you just said some words, and that reminded me of this.
Okay, cool.
You know somebody from Springfield?
I do.
What would you call them? Since they are from Springfield.
Like Ians or Ites, mm-hmm. that type of thing. Probably meth heads. No, Springfieldians, probably. Or Springfield...
Not as close.
Springfieldonians?
Nope.
Springfield...
Springfieldianite.
That's a double. Well,
I know.
That was both exactly what I said.
It was.
I would never double them up, though, because that seems redundant to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like an Oregonianite.
Well, a Springfieldite? That's kind of weird.
And an Ian is usually like a follower of a person or a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Davidian or a Indian. Which the Indians there just follow you in. He's a follower of something.
You know anybody from Waterloo?
I don't. Well, yeah, I think I know one person who lives there currently.
You know what you would call them?
Jason Paxton. That's what I usually call him. But no, he's a Waterlooian?
Close.
Waterlooianite?
No. You got the whole thing. You're missing one letter.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're deciding on what it's called by the last letter of the word or what?
I think, and then it's geographically, there's a lot of different ones.
Who's someone who lives in Waterloo?
But think about, like, what do you call somebody from Peru?
Peruvian. Hmm. Waterloovian?
Yep.
Not with a V.
Yep.
No.
Waterloovian.
That's
with a U.
That can't be correct. It can't be Waterloovian. Peruvian. Okay. Jason Paxton's a Waterloovian.
What about Kurt Cobain? He was from Aberdeen, right?
Aberdeenonian.
Nope. You know who he was, though?
Aberdeenite?
Nope.
Aberdeenite. Aberdeenite. That's a song by the Bay City Rollers, Hans. You know that one. Huh? That's about the people of Aberdeen.
He was
A-B-E-E-R-D-E-E-N.
He's an Aberdonian. Aberdonian.
Aberdeenian.
Nope, an Aberdonian.
That's fucked.
Mm-hmm. Like,
would you know what my town like is? Because I've always considered myself a Brownsvillian.
A Brownsuvian. I didn't look it up.
What about Lebanonian?
That would be it.
Or is that a Lebanite?
Lebanonian.
Lebanonianite.
What about somebody from Connecticut?
It's not connect. The K in the middle is silent, isn't it? The C?
Connecticut.
It's Connecticut.
Well, you know what I call them.
Connecticut Indians?
Nope.
Connecticutians?
Nope.
Connecticutians?
Nope.
Then what?
Nutmeggers.
Oh, okay. What about if you're from Maine?
You're a Mainer.
Manian?
I think it's a Mainer.
I think you're maniac. A maniac. You're a maniac if you're from fucking Maine, dude. Like Stephen King, he's a maniac.
Like fucking Hall & Oates. Well, what about if you're from Wisconsin?
Wisconian. Wisconsinian.
Close. You put that in there.
Cheesehead.
The whole thing. Cheesehead is it.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
Or a scone.
Oh.
Like a Wisconian.
Or like a breakfast snack, a scone. Wisconian.
That's what I always think of.
It was a Wisconian, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's all I got.
Okay, good. I was getting scared for a second because I kept losing at that game. Hey, I forgot to mention, and I don't know. You remember our friend Bob Womack from back in the Sons of Confusion day? He was like one of our number one fans.
Yeah. And,
well, he has a girlfriend that's about to have a baby on April 4th. He came out mm-hmm. to the comedy show, and then he stopped by my house on Saturday. And he was asking about some Sons of Confusion. I burned him some. He has two for flinching. He was wondering, and I told him I'd have to ask you, if there was any other Three Feather Pimp CDs floating around anywhere.
Yep.
He wants to buy one.
Head on.
So, yeah, I hooked him up with a burned copy with the extra tracks of the covers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it, but he was like, I still want to buy one so I can have one. Because he texted me a couple weeks ago. It was pretty awesome. He said that they were on a road trip, him and his girlfriend, and they had listened to several, like four or five CDs during their road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And he listed them. Most of them were popular bands that you'd hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Sons of Confusion was one of them. And he said that without knowing who many of the bands were, she said that Sons of Confusion was her favorite.
Wow.
So
awesome.
That was awesome, yeah.
I heard those guys getting back together.
Yeah, I heard that too, but I'm not sure when. I burned him some 19 Limbs too. I heard those guys are getting back together. But, and then when I was in the 19 Limbs rabbit hole, I found a band called Nasal Sex.
Nice.
You ever heard of Nasal Sex?
Mm-mm.
You ever fucked anyone in the nose?
No. I thought about it though.
It'd be tough to do. I finger fucked a nose before.
Yep.
My own. I also read this story recently. I didn't pay attention or copy it or anything, but I did make a mental note that there's some study going on right now that says that people with long hair are more in tune with, like, shit.
Mm-hmm. They're like antennae.
Like back in the day when they'd take Indians and put them in the military and they'd give mm-hmm. them a military buzz cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did some testings on these people. I think it was in Vietnam, dude. This was a weird, intense story that I totally believe. I think it's true. And then they got some other Indians and didn't give them buzz cuts. And they said that their tracking abilities and sensory perception of when, like, being up upon, like, above the enemy or whatever, you know, like always being on guard or ready for what's going to happen, that when you get your, that they're trying to say that there's some truth to that Bible parable of Samson and Delilah when he got his hair cut off and he lost all of his power. You know that story?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's true. I don't know if anybody out there doesn't know, but me and Gatch both have long hair and we are both very in tune with everything.
Like that song says, freaky people need apply.
Yeah.
Long-haired
freaky people. And so if you got long hair, don't.
Chances are you're freaky people.
And if you have short hair, it's chances are you're fucking stupider
mm-hmm.
than us long hairs. It's just as far as common sense, street sense, and like food sense.
Yeah. Long hair plus five.
And I just also recently read that in North Korea, their leader, Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. has now ordered every man in the country to rock his own haircut. It's called the Dear Leader Kim Jong-un haircut.
It's, rock his haircut?
Yeah, it's official fashion guideline that's going to be enforced. It's the state-ordered hairdo. It's known as the Dear Leader.
That sounds like propaganda.
Well, until...
Doesn't it?
This says here that until the mid-2000s, we called it the Chinese smuggler cut, and that this isn't the first time. State-sanctioned haircuts are nothing new in North Korea, according to BBC. The Kim Jong-un haircut decree, men were restricted to choosing from only 10 different hairstyles.
Oh, 10 different. That's cool.
But now they've got only one. And the women were allowed to choose from 18.
Now?
Well, it said...
Now they have to cut their hair like
I don't think
like
the
his?
Ladies do. It just it makes it sound like that in that sentence. It says, until the Kim Jong-un haircut decree, men were restricted from using 10 hairstyles. Women got to choose from 18. So, I don't know. I would move because I
can't move out of there though. How do you move from there? They don't let you leave the country.
You can't get a visa and fly a plane out.
I don't think it's an easy to. Otherwise, people would do it all the time, don't you think?
I don't know.
Plus, I mean, they're conditioned to think that's the greatest place on earth, and every other place is horrible.
So that's going to make that every man in that country is not going to have a very good perception of what's going on. They're not going to be in tune with...
Don't you think that could be going on here, though? I mean, you've never left the country. How do you know what's really going on out there?
I have no idea what's going on.
It could be all like, you know, everything legal all over everywhere.
I've only been the Northwest, Pacific Northwest and Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, yeah. Right.
So we don't know if people in Florida even exist.
That's funny that you'd say that because I do know.
That's funny that you talked about nasal sex, because I bet these people have had sex in the nose right here.
I feel like
Shirley
I get to
Jones.
Get, I need to get my nose fucked up.
Shirley Jones, you think she's had no sex?
I've heard that she's done some weird shit.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
And I don't think that people would be confused if you said she's had no sex, because she's had a lot, but
yeah.
Nose sex.
She's going skydiving for her 80th birthday. Because George Herbert Bush did it when he was 85.
So I'm wondering if you ask your significant other if you could do a little nasal tonight, if she'd know what you meant. Mm-hmm. I want to try nasal on you tonight. She's like, I don't prefer nasal sex.
No, they do have nose douche.
I need one right now. I don't know what's wrong with my nose, but...
This person probably had nose sex too, nasal sex. Amy Winehouse... She's going on tour soon.
She's dead.
No, her hologram.
Oh.
She's going on hologram tour now.
I thought you were going to say Amy Schumer.
No.
Because she fucks the nose, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
She's got a persona as a slut, and her new show is, the new season's coming out,
yeah.
So they've been hyping it up.
Is that just a character, though?
I don't think so.
Or does she just do it to get ahead and then use it for material?
No.
Isn't that kind of easy?
I had sex with her once. Then I woke up. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you ever heard of the Clituno River?
Clit?
Clituno.
I can play a Clituno on the fucking vibrator.
And the clitumnus.
Quit saying it.
Clitumnus. He was the son of Oceanus and Tethys.
Clitimus? Clitimus?
Clitumnus.
Umnus.
Umnus.
Umnus?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Clitumnus.
Yep.
Okay. Is that his first name's Clit?
No, people only had one name then.
Oh, Clitumnus.
The son of Oceanus and Tithys.
Where was Titties? Where was this
He's
guy?
He's the god of the Clituno River, though.
So they called him Clit for short.
Mm-hmm.
And then his dad was Titties.
Yep.
Okay.
He had references to Pliny the Elder. Remember that guy?
Pliny.
Yeah. Remember Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger?
No, I mean.
And Pliny the Nose Picker.
I remember Lumpy Stapley. For Pliny, though. Anybody you know that's named Stapley, you know that they're probably funny or weird. Because that's a weird last name to have, Stapley. Because sometimes you can have a couple pieces of papers and they could be way too stapley.
It is.
You'd have to just get a staple remover. And I burned the fuck out of my thumb or finger. It's healing up. I just remembered.
Why?
I was building a fire. Look, I show everybody mm-hmm. and they think I'm flipping them off. It's like I heard a joke from a comedian recently and they said... Yeah, I was appalled, dude. I'm walking down the street, and this guy just came up to me and said, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, why? What were you doing? He's like, I was flipping him off with both hands. That's kind of funny. I'm sorry, I can't remember who told that joke. It was someone probably on television, but it made me laugh. It was maybe on that, who was the host this week on Gotham? It was an old fat guy that used to do Family Feud.
Sinbad.
He's got bad teeth and he talks funny.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah, it was him. He was talking about how much food he likes to eat. Because I'm fat, that's me, I like food. That was my impersonation of him. Not too bad if you ask me.
You know what else is a funny last name? Nugent.
Nugent?
Nugent.
Ted Nugent?
Mm-hmm, Ted Nugent.
Well, he likes to shoot heroin.
Did you hear he called the president a subhuman mongrel?
I don't doubt it. He also earlier in the years had said that he needed to be killed or something. Someone was going to shoot Obama.
There was a town in Texas that like that, and so they canceled his performance that they were planning on having at the Independence Day celebration.
Dude, I bet he was so fucking pissed.
They gave him half his...
money?
Half his guarantee of $16,000 not to play.
Half of $16,000?
No, that was half.
He's got a $32,000 guarantee. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap, dude. Steve mm-hmm. Vai is 50. Is that weird? Pat Travers? 75.
Yeah, Ted Nugent. Come on. Who
you
really
can get
wants
Jackal,
him to perform?
You can get Jackal for $7,000.
Hmm.
No, did I tell you that before?
I don't want that.
I know, but you can if you ever wanted to bring like...
I
okay.
couldn't sell 70 tickets at $10.
Dude.
700 tickets at $10.
Bogey's just reopened as Macho's...
Yeah, I know. Sports bar.
Yeah. They mm-hmm. had a rap show there the other night.
Mm-hmm. I know. I see their flyers all over town.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you tell me, dude?
That's why they get all the people there. It's because they do a lot of promoting. I see stacks at every store of their promotions.
The
and
rappers
flyers
do
everywhere.
That?
Yeah.
I was wondering. Yeah, it was Mac Moss and all those guys. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if they'd let us do a comedy show there at the Machos or Machismos or whatever.
Is that who owns it, Mac Moss?
No, he did the rap show. He's a rapper. He's a local rapper.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Thomas Mac Moss. He's an MC Moss.
They also stated that they wanted a family-oriented performer, so Ted Nugent really wasn't that.
He's not very family-oriented. No. He's political, but he's pretty harsh. He's like a bag of shake. It's pretty harsh.
That is harsh.
Hey, did you hear that Superman's on meth?
I always suspected he was.
He was found recently in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a man named Christopher Reeves, which is not correct because that guy, Superman, was Christopher Reeve. But did you know the original Superman was George Reeves?
Yep.
And Christopher Reeve. So a man named Christopher Reeves, who was wearing a Superman shirt at the time, was arrested for possession of 52 grams of meth. And he probably felt like Superman at the time. He thought he could leap buildings in a single bound. He was pulled over by Davis County Police for erratic driving, and he was quickly arrested after they found the 52 grams of homemade meth and other drug paraphernalia. He's also facing tickets from several traffic incidents and is being held with a $15,000 bail. Reeves is no relation to the late Christopher Reeve, they said. Duh.
Wouldn't you, if your name was Christopher Reeves, wear a Superman shirt occasion?
I would probably do meth and try to fly from tall buildings, too. It's like, I got 52 grams of meth.
I'd be careful with that guy, though, because the next thing you know, he's going to be falling off a horse.
Then he gets some...
I would never ride a horse if that was my name.
Why? Oh, yeah, because you could get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You could never ride
a horse. I wouldn't ride a horse if many things were my name.
Like what? Like taking the Pooper Cooper? Anderson, take it in the Pooper Cooper.
You ever take those Pillsbury cinnamon rolls?
Take them?
Yep.
We were just talking about those.
I know.
You roll a bacon up in them.
Yeah, but you know what you do now?
You make a waffle out of them?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I want to do it. And then I want to...
All you need is a waffle iron. I mean...
Well, I know.
But I don't have a waffle iron.
I have one, but the kids fucked it up like most things I fucking own. What I want to do is get the bigger ones and unravel them like we were talking about on Friday, put the bacon in there, and then fucking waffle them like that.
That'd be weird. Would it cook the bacon all the way through?
I don't know, and I don't care. Because I would just...
You want cooked bacon.
I do, but I'll take
it. You like turkey bacon?
I don't think so. I don't know if I've ever tried it.
No, it's just a thinner bacon.
Does it taste like bacon, though?
Well, it doesn't taste as fatty.
Is bacon,
it's a leaner. It tastes more like turkey.
Is bacon just taken... That rhymed. Is bacon just taken from a certain part of the pig's body, or is it just the way that it's cut?
Yeah, I think it's the bacon part.
Is there... Oh, ow. I'm G.G. Allen. I just knocked my tooth out with the microphone. Is there a bacon part of?
Yeah, it comes from a certain part because you got the fat back, which is basically unmanicured bacon.
That's when you take your fat and
right?
Someone says, "Give me my fat back."
Yeah, it's all taken from that back area, I think, or just a certain area.
That's why I don't understand, though.
You think
what is the turkey bacon made from that same part of the turkey that the pig? Because birds and fucking pigs are different. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how can it be turkey bacon?
It's taken from the same area of the animal, I guess. Or it's just in strips. I don't know. I just buy in a package and cook it up. Fries up real nice. It's nice because it's almost like a Canadian bacon where you can get that nice crispy edges, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like they do where? At Pizza Now.
Pizza Now.
That was a loaded question, and you didn't answer because you were taking a drag of your cigarette. Pizza Now, we'd like to mention them real quick, because we're going to be looking for pizza now, and they're going to be ready when we are later on.
Dude, those guys are awesome. I went down there, and, you know, Just walk in there, hand them $5, and they'll hand you a pizza. Sometimes you don't even have to tell them what kind you want. They just hand it to you.
They know. They're fucking smart. And here's a weird thing that happened, which doesn't usually happen, but it's just because I was gone for a couple days right after we did last week's podcast, and I had one piece of pizza that I forgot about.
Uh-huh.
And it was there for 3 days, and then I got home, and I said, oh, there's pizza. And then my wife said, you're not going to eat that. It's been sitting there for 3 days. And I said,
oh, the challenge accepted.
Dude, I ate it, and it was fucking delicious.
I know.
I did not get sick. It had not been in the refrigerator. It had been sitting in the cardboard box on the table in my living room for 3 days, and it was just as good, and it didn't make me sick.
You want to know something even crazier than that?
I do.
I had milk 10 days past the date, right?
As long as it don't smell bad.
And I'd only opened it like once.
Well, there you go.
And so I smelt it, and it smelled fine. And Flames is like, let's go get a milkshake. And I'm like, dude,
I got milk.
I know. And it was like the only place for some reason because I think it was later than most places were open. And so the only option was fucking McDonald's.
Ooh.
And I'm like, dude, I ain't going to pay $3 for a fucking McDonald's milkshake.
It's not even milkshake.
Like, yeah, it's like,
it's not even
let's
ice cream.
Just go buy a fucking
pint of ice cream.
A thing of ice cream. So we did. Used that milk, and he's like, oh, that's bad. 10 days.
And did he like, make himself sick?
No. And I was like, dude, smell it. And he smelt it, and I poured it in there, and we made it, and it was delicious, dude.
I'm sure it was, dude. And if milk hasn't been open and it's kept at the right temperature, the date is, you don't have to pay attention to it. You pay attention to the smell and the consistency of that shit.
Yep.
Also, if you want your milk to last longer and it's in a see-through thing, put it in a dark container.
Mm-hmm. It was in a carton.
See, that helps, too. We always get the gallon milk that has the clear-ish, like, you know.
Yeah, you can see when if you tilt it and it leaves that, like,
line?
Yeah.
You don't want to lie. Yeah, that's like milk that's set out overnight.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, it's got a milk ring.
Yeah, and we put Whoppers.
It's hard to see a milk ring in a bathtub, too. I don't know.
If you like a malt, you know, a shake malt.
Yeah.
Put Whoppers in there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all you're doing, you know. You're putting some malted milk balls in the same stuff.
I had some mildewed mothballs that I put in there.
Mildewed mothballs?
It's like malt.
They call those milk duds, don't they?
Yeah.
Aren't milk duds ever Whoppers much?
You
eat Whoppers much?
Oh, I eat what? That was a weird sentence because it was disjoint.
You said those ones that have the hole in them?
Oh, they're so good.
I know.
Can you just get a package of those?
Yeah, milk duds.
No, that's good.
Well, they're old and dried and stale and they're hard to chew.
But they don't
milk
have
duds.
That hint of whatever that is, malt.
It's that chewiness,
malted
yeah.
milk balls, dude. Milk duds.
You know what makes those holes? It's ants. They go in there and they chew out all the little stuff.
Whoa. It reminds me of those rocks, you know, those awesome rocks that you can break apart and inside they're like hollow, but they're full of like crystals.
Mm-hmm.
They're called something. And the reason I know this, but I can't
dinosaur remember. Dinosaur thunder eggs?
No, that's close, but it's called something else. And my friend that I was just talking to, our friend Bob Womack, was just coming back from the Sweet Home Rockin' Jim show. And I was like, who's Rockin' Jim? I thought they were talking about the guy from Norska for a second. It's the Rockin' Jim show. And I was like, oh, no, rocks and gyms. So they waited like an hour because there was a line of people just so they could take. They paid $45 for this rock from Mexico that they didn't even know what was going to be inside of it yet. And then they got a hammer and they broke it.
Uh-huh.
And it was full of crystally.
Full of crystal geodes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool looking. They were stoked about it. And then they got some other, like, clear slices of colored agates or whatever. But, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That sounds good. I was trying to find if they had any information on the internet about those Whoppers with the holes in there.
Dude, they need to make a whole pack of them.
I like the Gardenadios with that whole pack of the Rye Crisps.
Yeah. You never get a whole pack, though. All right, this headline caught my eye, and then, of course, it turned out Florida man. Check out this headline. Florida man accused of going on a drunk machete rampage after vomiting on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean he was talking on his phone and threw up. That means he threw up on his cell phone. He was so upset after he puked on his cell phone that he allegedly went on a rampage that involved a machete and a shotgun. 31-year-old Trevor Campbell, his wife called for help. They told him that he came back drunk, vomited on his phone, and then held a machete to his wife's neck.
Nice.
Then he pointed a shotgun into his own mouth and threatened to kill himself. He fired a round into the ceiling. And then the cops said they had some good dialogue going with him. And the next thing you know, the phone goes dead and the gun goes off. But no one was hurt, I guess.
Well, that's good.
Fucking crazy, dude. Why are you puking on your cell phone? I don't understand.
Huh?
He made his cell phone die by puking on it.
I don't know why you'd puke on your cell phone. Was it? Did maybe somebody sent him a gross email?
He accidentally Googled Blue Waffle.
Blue Whopper.
Are you getting any information on those Whoppers?
No, now I'm looking at stale. The Whoppers with holes in it was a whole different thing. Chewy Whoppers.
Those are stale ones, I think.
Chewy Whoppers. Yep, I don't know.
Nothing coming up? People have to know about that shit.
No, I'm not. I've seen a few things, but I haven't looked too much. Someone sent the tech guy. See, there's got to be the most random thread ever. Yeah.
Random threats.
Someone thought that they meant they were stale.
Holy shit.
It's kind of weird, too, because you never know, kind of, until you eat them.
Dude, it's, you know, raining. It's like, and sunning at the same time right now. There was a huge double rainbow in front of my house yesterday. I think there's one outside right now. So after this episode, maybe we'll go chase some leprechauns around.
I think, you know, maybe write the company. Ask them.
Yeah? Do you have their address or anything?
Yeah. The malt melted. Does that happen? Maybe the malt inside melted.
Or it seems like they didn't put enough malt in there. It could melt. Does malt melt? Have you ever have molten malt? Melted molten malt?
No, I have not. But I heard it comes from a... From a...
From a?
A volcano.
Huh. Oh, molten lava. Chocolate. I gotcha.
Yeah, I never... I don't know.
Well, okay, listeners out there, if you're a big fan of the Whopper... And
Chewy Whoppers.
You get a bag of them, you know, that one that kind of looks deflated or crunched, like it has a little hole in it, and it's just kind of flat. You just save all those and put them in a bag and send them to us at P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327, care of Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We'll take donations of Chewy Whoppers and any small cash donations that you can give us as well. If you want to send us some coupons... Anything like that.
Do you think that it's just something like a little hidden gem, like a limited edition, like they knew that like people would search those out if they put one in every 10 boxes or something like that?
Maybe. I didn't get to try them when they just came back out around, but the sour cream and onion Doritos, did you see those were back around for a minute?
I don't do the sour cream and onion usually.
Well, dude, there was sour cream and onion Doritos back in the late 70s,
mm-hmm.
and they used to come with, like, I'm sure they were accidental.
A toy in the bag?
No, big balls of just MSG, just like that greenish-colored sprinkle stuff that they put on it.
Like that black pitch Mountain Dew, dude. That stuff is crack.
What is that?
Have you ever had it?
Uh-uh. Should I try it?
The black pitch Mountain Dew, do they have it out?
Pitch black.
Yeah, it's grape. And then, well, the first time it was grape, and then the second time it came out, it came back, it was sour grape.
Okay.
So it had that sour...
Aftertaste?
No, it was like Sour Patch Kids kind of sour
stuff.
Oh,
too sour almost, huh?
It was crazy. But, dude, that stuff will jack you up. I swear it has like 80 times the caffeine of a Mountain Dew. A regular Mountain Dew.
They all say on there now, you know. But you can't believe anything you read. You know that these have...
everything I read.
54... Wow, that's gone up. There's 54 milligrams of caffeine in a 12-ounce serving.
Mm-hmm.
So this is...
How many grams of sugar?
Oh, I don't care about sugar. 46 grams of sugar.
That's a lot of grams.
That is.
That's like 2 ounces, right? Yeah.
And 65 milligrams of sodium.
That's two ounces of...
and
of
170 calories. And that's in a 12-ounce serving. Mm-hmm. This is 33.1. So that's almost three servings.
Another 28 grams in an ounce?
Yeah.
So there's 2 ounces of
56.
12 ounces
yeah.
of sugar.
Yeah.
That's 1/6.
That makes no sense whatsoever. But no,
sure
it does.
Sure it does, because you just said it was a 12-ounce serving, and of that, 2 ounces of it's sugar.
Right. It's funny to think about that way. See, my dad still thinks that when you ground up weed,
mm-hmm.
like in a grinder,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in like a cup for dry measure, like an 8
nope.
ounces of weed.
Nope.
He's like, I put 8 ounces of weed in this brownies. And I was like, in one batch? And he's like, yeah, so there's basically 1 ounce in each brownie, because I just cut them into 8 squares. I'm like, yeah, but you didn't weigh that. And he's like, no, it's still 8 ounces, right? Dry measure. I said, yeah, dry measure of ground up powdered weed,
mm-hmm.
which he grinds it so fine that it's like flour. So you don't really have to mix it into butter or nothing. He just puts an extra stick of butter in there so it's not dry. And you can barely taste it. It's delicious. You want some, Hans?
That'd be good.
I know. What are you listening to, Hans? Oh, wait. We're telling people. Oh, God damn it, Hans. I'm so sick of fucking some of the things that you tell me you're listening to. I don't understand. You know, I'm not trying to come down on you or anything, Hans. But you're very picky when it comes to music. And you're not afraid to hate stuff that a lot of people like. So why do you like Jim Steinman so much? He's listening to Meatloaf again. Couldn't have said it better. Which I don't even know when that album came out. Is that like old or new?
Who?
Meatloaf. Couldn't have said it better.
I could.
I could have sang it better.
Like, slab of meat. Did I say it better there? Meat. Meat block.
How about Couscous? That was his original name. I don't know if you know that, Hans, but his first couple shows, he was called Couscous, and then the guy who was booking him said, you need to change that, dude. 2003. God, Hans, you're
listening. Why did he ever do any other song if he couldn't have said it better?
I bet that. I wonder if that was written by Jim Steinman.
I don't know. The cover's really red and has a lady on it. You know, that was released in 03. That was when he got his voice back.
Was that when he stopped singing for like 2 years?
Dude, it was like 30 years he stopped singing, wasn't it?
Dude, you know who wrote the song Couldn't Have Said It Better?
Jim Steinem.
Nikki fucking Six.
What?
Nikki I Suck Dick Six.
I bet
he also wrote two of the other songs on that album. Did you know that, Hans? You probably did. And the
Todd Rundgren was the backing vocals on track one.
I know, that's the song that fucking Nikki Six wrote with James Michael, whoever that is. Dude, that's blowing my mind.
You don't know James Michael?
No.
That's probably one of the most common names in America, don't you think? That Jim Michael James.
Michael James?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Michael? That's my dad's name, James Michael Guile. So there you go. Right? Right.
He's the lead singer of 6 a.m.
Ew. Hans. Hans.
But
why?
He has also worked as a songwriter, producer, songwriter, engineer, mixer with many people. Here's just a few. Kelly Clarkson.
God damn it, Hans. Why are you listening?
Alanis Morissette.
He probably didn't know that, and you're probably ruining things for
Scorpions.
Him.
Scorpions.
Okay.
Hello, Potton. We are Scorpions.
Hillary
you are
Duff.
Crazy night.
Huh?
Hillary Duff.
I've had enough.
Papa Roach.
Hillary, I've had enough. Duff.
Saliva.
I got that in my mouth.
Sammy right. Hagar.
Hagar?
Mm-hmm. Hagar. Taylor Momsen.
Hey, that's that chick from that band
I
we
know.
Were just talking about the other day. That song about heaven knows going to hell. What's
Brides of Destruction. You like those guys, don't you?
No, I don't. That's Nikki Six.
Is it? I didn't even know who it
that's
was.
That's Nikki Six. Everything's Nikki
Six. And Marion Raven.
Fuck all those people. I was listening to Iron Maiden's Power Slave album, and it's got a couple skips on it, which I didn't like, but whatever. Is that you?
No, it's the TV.
Upstairs?
No, here.
What?
Yeah, the sound went out some reason earlier on my TV, and then I just didn't.
How did it just come on out of nowhere?
I know. Then it must have just came back on just now.
But your TV's not on. Oh, but your stereo's on. Okay, I got you. So yeah, I was listening to some Power Slave, and I listened to the complete version of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Which you're listening to Power Slave, isn't that Chris Cornell's band?
No, that's Iron Maiden. That's Audio Power.
Oh.
Oh, wait, Audio Slave.
Uh-huh. Power Slave.
Yeah, I liked it. Actually, there was a song that I re-remembered that I forgot about. Kind of, it's an instrumental, and I think I'm going to play it on Wednesday's show.
What song do you hate the most from Iron Maiden?
God, there was a couple. I don't like what Bruce Dickinson's voice turned into right around the time that...
Fear of the Dark?
Well, right after Power Slave.
Oh.
But if there's a song that I hate the most by them, it might be The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. Because partly of the subject matter.
Well, that guy would be lonely, though.
How far do you got to run?
Long distance runner?
Yeah.
Well, you're running long distances. You're talking, if you're a long distance runner, you're probably gearing up for like 27-mile marathons, you know?
Yeah, but how long does that take? A couple days? You can't fucking meet up with your girlfriend afterwards?
Doesn't take a couple days, 27 miles.
Dude, that's a marathon. They do a marathon in one day.
That's like 3 hours for them.
Yeah, so if you run 27 hours, can't you go fucking see your girlfriend? Why is he lonely? I don't understand.
Well, you gotta train.
Why is the long-distance runner so lonely? Is that like Forrest Gump or something?
I don't know.
He was a long-distance runner. He ran. Mm-hmm. He kept running, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a real story about that guy. You do?
Yeah,
a guy from Missouri.
Sound like that, like me on.
No,
listening to the music.
No, a Missouri man took a 6-month stroll from his hometown in Imperial, Missouri, clear to San. He walked to San Diego
from Missouri.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Al's going to do that here soon, isn't he?
I don't know, but this was after he saw Forrest Gump for the 22nd or 23rd time. He became intrigued by the titular character's 3-year run back and forth across the United States. So he did it. He wanted to run, but he wanted to be more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So he just walked. He left in August 2011, and he arrived in San Diego 5.5 months later.
Weird.
And he just walked. He could walk. He wasn't hitchhiking. He's not plugging a cause. He just felt like walking, like Forrest said. I just felt like running.
And then I ran.
So it took him.
And Lieutenant Dan.
Here's something he thought was kind of ironic. It took him 5.5 months to walk there and only 6 hours to fly back.
Ah.
And that kind of reminded me of that book I read a few months ago, The Long Walk, where they would just, if you started walking less than 4 miles an hour, they just shoot you.
You like reading?
I do.
I got a book for you to read.
Okay. Is it by Edgar Allan Poe?
No, it's by Alan Silito.
Well, he's got a silly toe.
You know what it's called?
No.
The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner.
Is that a book for real?
Yeah, it's a short story by Alan Silito, published in 1959 as part of a short story collection of the same name. It focuses on Smith, a poor Nottingham teenager from a dismal home and working-class area who has bleak prospects in life and few interests beyond petty crime. The boy turns to long-distance running as a method of both emotional and physical escape from his situation. It was adapted for a 1962 film of the same name. And, when he was caught by the police for robbing a bakery, he's sentenced to be confined in Ruxton Towers in Essex, a prison school for delinquent youths. Taken there in handcuffs, he seeks solace in long-distance running, attracting the notice of the school authorities for his physical prowess. I bet they were looking at him for his physical prowess. You know what I'm saying?
I bet Steve Harris from Iron Maiden must have been enamored by this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, you learn something new every day at the Terry Gatz Comedy Show for any of you Maiden fans. I bet you didn't know that.
He was offered a light workload for his last 6 months of his stay there if he won an important cross-country competition against a prestigious public school.
Huh.
However, when the day of the race came, he He threw the victory away. After speeding ahead of the other runners, he deliberately stops running a few meters short of the finish line. And he just stands there in full view of all the spectators who shout at him to finish the race. And he lets the other runners pass by him, and he loses the race in a defiant gesture at his captors and the repressive forces that they represent.
Wow.
Demonstrating his free spirit and independence. That's what the whole thing is about the book.
Yeah, I'm going to want to listen to
this. You think he thought about that when he began writing the book? Because sometimes when I sit down and try to write something, I wonder if people like have an overall theme. Like, I'm going to write a book about free will and independence, and that's what he came up with. Or did he just start writing a story, and it ended up being a story about free will and independence?
I don't know.
The great writers think about it beforehand like that?
If I knew, maybe I'd be a great scumbag writer of America like Brandon Vaughn.
Or Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, Poe-y. Or Stephen Harris.
That guy was a drunk.
Poe-y?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cask of the Amontillado, though, dude. I definitely recommend that one. And Jim Lauder recommended that one to you as well. And you can get it on your Kindle for free.
What's it called again?
The Cask of the Amontillado.
Okay.
With two L's. Because it's Spanish.
Right.
Amontillado.
Uh-huh. Is it by M. Night Shyamalan?
I'm sure M. Night Shyamalan would like to do a rendition of it. And it's been...
Done
there's
death.
Been, yeah, adaptations of the basic premise of many of Poe's works, actually.
Hmm.
He was a dark writer. I just remember a lot of his stories being just twisted. Made me into the twisted person I am today.
Yeah, maybe that'll help me be more twisted. Like my sister. Twisting sister.
Have you ever went bowling?
I have.
What's your best score ever?
Oh.
When bowling backwards.
I've never bowled backwards.
This guy did. He bowled a 280, dude. 10 strikes in a row backwards, bowling backwards.
I think 138 is my highest.
All right.
Not very good.
That's average.
I got one leg, dude.
Yeah.
I can't do the...
Yeah, that would be hard to do the full thing, wouldn't it?
You got
to
go up.
Because you're right-handed, so let me just...
You got to time it just right. No, I slide on my left foot. Do you slide on your left foot when you're right-handed?
I can't. It's hard to do when I'm sitting, but I think I slide on my right foot.
Because you're left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I slide on my left foot, so that's right. And I can even tuck my leg back around like the pros do when they...
Well, yeah, you'd almost just want to like have it... behind you, you know, as long as you, it's just not a whole lot of movement that you're doing with that one. You're just kind of like kicking it out of the way.
I'm just not very accurate, but to get it to, so he was bowling backwards. How?
Running. Bowling backwards, like his arm.
So he'd
the
run
other
up
way.
Backwards and then
I don't know. I don't even know if he ran.
Oh, that
it
hurts
be,
my
it
elbow.
Seems like it'd be more difficult if you like took steps. It almost seemed like you just want to toss it backwards.
Right, right.
But yeah. I don't know how he did it.
There's people doing crazy things like, why?
Check this guy out, dude. I watched this on the video. This guy was doing something crazy. He was, you know, when you see a mountain and you see those ice walls like hanging down?
Yeah.
Dude, he was climbing one of those, like free climbing it.
Uh-huh.
And he's sitting there with his little, they got those little pick things, right? That they stab into the ice, you know,
right.
That move up. And he's clanking on this one, and on the fifth one, dude, the whole thing just breaks off the side of the mountain, and he falls. And it's all from his camera perspective that's on his helmet.
Probably
and
a GoPro.
He lived. That was a pretty crazy video. You can look that up online by looking up John Freeman at Banff National Park. That's B-A-N-F-F.
B-A-N?
Dude, it's pretty fucking crazy. The whole sheet of ice comes down, dude.
And he didn't die.
He didn't die. He rode the ice all the way down because he was still on the ice.
That's fucking awesome.
He was clawed in there.
He was riding the icing.
Riding the ice down.
Looking for the snakes now. This little REO Speedwagon. Jeff Walter
posted. Is he
posted,
looking for the snakes now?
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know why I said that, but that's not true. Looking for all the snakes now.
Are you going to go see that new movie, Nuh?
No. No, is that really a movie?
Yeah, about Nuh, Zach.
Oh, no. I ain't going to go.
With Russell Crowe.
Crock of shit, dude. I was watching Saturday Night Live.
There's a couple crocs on there.
Dude. Louis C.K. was the host of Saturday Night Live. Did you watch it?
No.
Dude, it was pretty good.
Was it new? I thought they were in repeat season.
Nope. He's back. They just started back. No, and he did it, and then he said something about somebody asked people in the audience if they believed that there was a heaven and Jesus and stuff, and the lady said that was weird. He was saying that there is no Noah's Ark is bullshit because there's no way that they had two of everything on there. There's no way.
Well, that's a long-standing theological debate about how did he fit all the animals on there.
And there was another show where they were talking about
how big would that boat have to be.
People were putting comments on YouTube on the trailer or something like that saying, this is bullshit because the Bible said it was 300 cubits and on the movie it was 400. Like, people are complaining about there being differences between the book and the movie.
When have you ever watched the movie? Come out and say it was going to be like the entire movie is factual.
Well, it's not. No.
I know, it's not. They didn't even know fucking Noah's name and wife's name in the Bible, did they?
Didn't they just have another
she's
one?
She's like a, you know what they named her in the movie?
Noah.
Nami. I mean, Nami. Nami.
Oh, Nami.
Like, hey, name.
Nami.
Like, let's find a name for this chick. How about name?
They just kept asking everybody in the family, who wants to name her? And they're all, Nami. Nami. And it was just unanimous. So they said, okay, we'll name her Nami. And when they didn't know what to name the dad, they just said, oh, name him Noah. But there was another one, wasn't there, that just came out called Son of God or something?
Yeah, that was, I don't know much about that movie.
It was based on the Bible of some sort. Some fictitious work of something.
Every story is based on the Bible.
And every picture tells a fake story.
Every picture tells a story, don't it?
Yeah. Every pitcher of beer tells a story donut.
Mm-hmm.
Even a voodoo donut.
Yep. You're all big on voodoo donuts all of a sudden.
Not all of a sudden.
Oh, I mean, for a while.
Well, the other day I talked about them because I saw the box. Yeah. My wife's family was in town, and they're from Oklahoma, you know.
Sure, you got to go. Everybody's heard. Everybody's seen it on a Food Network.
So here's the box, and it's on the counter. I was like,
did they come over and mention voodoo donuts?
Eugene, Portland, of course.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know we do donuts. Was that like?
Well, they're on
huge.
Some food shows and stuff.
Yeah, I know that, but yeah. I mean,
Portland.
All right, whatever. Yeah.
So I see the box, and that's why I mentioned the other day is because I found out that they have a store in Colorado now in Denver. Hmm. Ever since we got legal there, they said, "Oh, people like donuts better when they're stoned."
Yeah, that is probably true.
That's why I say
I
the
eat
next
more
one's
donuts when
Seattle.
I'm stoned than when I'm not stoned. But I eat more when I'm stoned than I'm not stoned. But I'm usually pretty stoned.
Yeah. Speaking of getting stoned, we should get stoned again here pretty soon. Make sure and go to our website. We'll wrap this episode up. It's Monday. The sun's shining and it's raining. And I heard there's thunderstorms coming. And so on Wednesday's story, I'm going to play a little funny part of this video that I forgot to do today. But it's a weather-related story. Anyway, go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the whatever links.
Click on those links.
Yeah. Sausage links. Amazon links, donate icon to support, child support links.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, sorry you only got Flames for half a show, but he might be back later on the week.
Yeah.
Maybe not, who knows. Come back on Wednesday and listen to us, and you can fall asleep listening to us again.
All right, sounds good.
All right. We'll see
Stay tuned Wednesday for an entirely silent episode.
Yeah, we're not going to say shit.
Yep.
We're just going to shit everywhere. You can't hear it. Oh, I know that. Rock on.
Rock on.
And what? What? Metal. Hello, and welcome to the plug section. This is going to be a super fast one because it hasn't changed much from last week, so I'm going to be like the guy from the little Hot Wheels. I'm going to talk really fast. Open mics for this week, every other Monday at Dong Gong. It's Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, 9 o'clock. Free. It's free. There's sign-ups, and they got, like, a wheel that you spin that gives you free drink specials and stuff like that. Every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard in Salem. That's 210 Liberty Street. up there, 8 p.m. It's $5 unless you're performing, and then it's free. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene, it's 4th and Blair. It's Mac Chase's open mic night at the Tiny Tavern. 9:30 p.m. is the sign-up. His show starts about 10 o'clock, also free. Every Thursday at the Green Room in Eugene, 710 Willamette Inside Doc's Pad. It's 8 p.m. sign-up. Show starts about 8:30 or 9 with Max Brockman hosting. And then Friday on... Every Friday at the Kush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene at 9:30 p.m. Another open mic with Mac Chase. It's a free show, so come out and tell some jokes. All right, we got some comedy shows coming to the area, including Chelsea Peretti at the Hawthorne Theater on April 12th, Moshe Kasher at the Wow Hall on April 17th, Doug Benson also at the Wow Hall on April 21st, and April 25th, it's the 6th Grand Slam Comedy Show. With Alex Elk and Terry Guile and Jason Eifler and some few other people that will probably be there too. We'd like to get as many people out to this one as possible so I can try to pay this guy as much as he wants. Alex is the funniest person in Eugene from 2013. He's also the co-host of the Brickwall Comedy Show. And he tours all over the area doing comedy. He's been doing it for 20 years, so hope you come out to Denny's and check that out on the 25th of April. All right, music shows coming to the area, including heavy metal and hard rock and whatever. Destruction, Chrissian, and Ex Mortis at the Tonic Lounge, April 3rd. Also around there on the 4th or the 5th, it's Splintered Throne at the Ash Street Saloon with 30 Pound Test and Earth to Ashes. I can't remember the exact date on that, but you can look it up. It's the first weekend in April. Also that night, Black and Blue at the Hawthorne. That's April 4th. That's $20 and $25 tickets. Then Earth to Ashes and Splinter Throne are coming down to Albany on April 11th at Lucky Larry's, right off I-5 there, exit 233. I think Catechus is opening the show. Also that night, if you're not in Albany, stay in Portland and go to the Tonic Lounge where Bellwitch, Hans Bellwitch, and Shadow of the Torture, featuring former members of Aldebaran and Thrombus and stuff. So go check out Shadow of the Torture and Bellwitch and another band called Hell. That's a Tonic Lounge April 11th. April 15th, sold out show at the Keller Auditorium with Queens of the Stone Age. Anvil is coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster on April 24th. Tickets are a mere $13 in advance. Two extra bucks if you wait till the day of the show is 15. Stumpfest is the 24th, 25th, and 26th at Mississippi Studios, featuring such awesome bands like Yob and Tiesto and Black Pussy and Norska and Red Fang, all different colors and body parts and stuff. Then April 29th, it's Mastodon and Gahira at the Roseland Theater, $25 and $40. And then May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, Fu Manchu on May 3rd at Dante's. The same night as that is World of Lies and Nile with Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance. You should get those tickets from Tony Avila because he'll hook you up with a poster and a CD and some other stuff for free. So that's awesome. And also coming later, May 28th, it's Black Flag at the Hawthorne Theater, $20 and $25. And then the last two shows I'd like to bring to you are Victims of Internal Decay shows. May 24th at the Ash Street Saloon with Spawn and World of Lies, Hyborian Rage and War Crank. That's $5 in advance, $7 at the door. Ash Street Saloon. It's a Saturday night, May 24th. And then June 6th, also a Saturday, I believe. Not positive. You'll have to double check that. I know it's June 6th, though, at the Lebanon Elks Lodge. It's Alvin Palooza number 3, I think, featuring Victims, Splintered Throne, and Summer Soundtrack and a bunch of other bands. I'm not sure. The lineup's not solidified yet, but that's enough stuff for you. Go out and do it. Hope to see you at some comedy shows out, you guys. I think I might be doing Kush Cafe on the 5th, but it's not confirmed yet. So check my website, terryguile.com, for my upcoming shows. And now you can go back and listen to the TagCast podcast some more because it's funny. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out.